Anchor your pillar into the earth through your heart center by breathing into your eternal flame in the heart, in the depths of your heart, emanating fully, anchoring your pillar down into the earth and out into the universe and beyond. Expand your pillar as wide as it can go. Bring the energy of everything else that exists in the unified field, holding you in place. Feel your brain infused with crystalline vibration and into your spine. See and feel your brain and your spine emanating as pure white light and infusing into every part of your being from those parts of you. Breathe and begin to feel your own divine presence, the highest aspects of who you are, merge through your back of your body into your front, down and up and all around, emanating out in front of you and behind you, and to both sides, and up and down and all around. And feel the frequency of your own being extending and expanding. And as if you could call on the color codes within your body, start to feel and see and sense your own being emanating all different colors through the chakras as well as through every part of your cells and your being in itself and in its entirety. So you become a rainbow of colors emanating from within, and in your field, they're coming from the inside of your being outward and breathing them all back in. So you're being infused and activated with your own color codes. And now call upon your sound codes. And hear all the parts of your being with its frequencies merging into one particular frequency that's yours. And as you breathe and as you focus on the idea that all the sounds that emanate from all parts of your being, whether your thoughts, your feelings, or your cells themselves, as well as all your organs, and call upon the highest of the frequencies of all the parts of your being to merge together in a harmonious sound. And when you feel it, then just breathe and emanate this sound outwardly, whatever sound it is, as if it's one frequency that comes through you. So when you listen back to this own, your own sound, it actually helps you to heal because it brings you into the highest level of all parts of your being. So sound that sound now. You're sounding your own sound, not this one, unless it's the same. Now, as you breathe, you're still seeing or sensing those colors and now added into the sound. So your whole being is becoming more stimulated now. And start to see sort of numerical codes. You might feel it as proportions from one part of your being to another. You might see the actual numbers. You might notice or be shown certain areas of your body vibrate at a particular frequency of a number. It may not make complete sense to you yet, but it will. These are all frequencies. So you're working with color and sound and numerical codes. Now call on the sacred geometry that makes up your whole being. As if you could close your eyes and look into your body of how it's organized in its structure. Seeing all different shapes. Three-dimensional shapes being created through your three-dimensional body. And now see the shapes of geometries, sacred geometries, in your field. And ask why these shapes are being shown to you. Is there any significance that you should know about? You may not need to know, but you can ask about anything. How would this sound that you just sounded or chanted? How will this sound help me? And what colors will help me to feel more at ease or balanced? Or what colors within my own being do I need to emanate for more energy or for healing? Or to allow myself to be loved and received? Or to actually give love or receive? Or to actually have my light, sound, color, frequencies, codes, numbers emanate to be of purpose or support or service. And take a deep breath. And as you breathe, ask your higher self, what is the question, the absolute question that I need to ask myself right now that will help me to better understand and embody and know myself? And ask that. Having the right question will always give you the correct answer. Having the answer doesn't always give you the right question. If you want to know something, you need to know the right question to ask. You need to be honest with yourself. Be willing to ask what you need to know to get you to know what you need to know to find out the answer. So allow yourself to ask, what is the proper question right now, at this point in time, that would help me to move forward with ease and grace? What is it that I haven't asked myself or haven't paid attention to or didn't even know to ask? What is that question? The question is, what is the question? So I know the question to ask. And take a deep breath. And as you breathe, open your pillar even more to anchor it in and to expand, to reach all different parts of your own being. The physical parts, the emotional, mental, and spiritual, and your monad, 144 extensions of your own being. 12 extensions with 12 of each. And as you breathe, it's as if you're paying attention to all parts of you, all the parts of the monad that make up all of you. Deep into the earth, perhaps on the surface, and out beyond the beyond the beyond. As if you start to recognize and acknowledge all these parts of yourself that have been helping you to know certain things about what's been going on with you. The mere recognition of these parts of your being help you to feel more complete in connection, to feel a complete whole sense of self. So call on that part of you, call on those parts of you as that monad. And ask whichever part needs to come come right in front of you. And for you to show gratitude. I am grateful to that part of your soul for what you have shown me, how you've helped me. I'm willing now to look at everything, to bring everything back into an original order and intention. Transmuting through the energy of Saint Germain, bringing the violet light through everything, internally and externally. Transmutative energy. This is the time to shed your old skin like a snake and move forward with ease. Gently but with determination. Following your heart. So keep your heart wide open no matter what happens. It's the only way you'll feel connected to yourself and others and beyond. And breathe. And as you breathe, you'll find yourself becoming more and more awake, but deeper at the same time. And call upon your own higher self to guide you now in your openness. And tell that part of you that you have your heart open to the highest parts of yourself to work with you in human form. And allow for that connection to take place more tangibly now. I allow myself to have a tangible connection to my own higher God presence to help me to know what I need to know, to move forward in my life with ease and a sense of purpose and intention of higher understanding. Balayaro la holaru kuyere. Balyaro lele kuye lehe, Eliaru kaye, Eliare yuaru, Aya yaru. I hold the space of sacredness, say that to yourselves. I hold a space of sacredness within my own being. I hold a space of sacredness for all those beings that are beyond or outside of myself. I allow myself to know we are all connected and interconnected as one, and we can hold our individuality at the same time, simultaneously. And as you breathe, you allow yourself to be cleansed and purified through Saint Germain's violet flame, And at the same time, you're calling on your own higher presence, merging with you even more so, assisting you. And as you breathe, you find that you're lightening up. You're feeling the energy of lightning, which is hummingbird energy. It's also the energy of Uranus, which rules Aquarius. But that energy of Uranus pulls that everything out from under you, teaching you how to trust that the universe will place you where you need to be now for the directions you're going toward. So this is a time of learning about great trust in your own higher divinity. Bahaya la kalamaridena barashara katele le bahaya. Zebziriga judu bagodu barikesenekate. Levara sarakate. Holding a sacred feeling of your own being and the sacredness of your connection to all that there is. Omyaru sukua owaye iabalu kuru shutu eleyara zabiara gusheleyara zabiara likushare yala la le 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 kalavala kale le 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 some deep breaths. And as you breathe, you find that you begin to balance out as if the internal wobble starts to balance. You start to come into an alignment. Your own higher being emanates through you out into all dimensions. And all the other parts of your own being through your monad begin to feel connected. They begin to feel aligned. They begin to feel alive. They begin to feel accepted and acknowledged. So they're now more capable of feeling that they are healthy enough to even help and be part of who you are and let that be known to all parts of each part of your being. Gulale kabari kushale bele kubai bade dushele bushale dubaya dagaya ragula bale kele bale lele bare dushalala baiya dagoru dive dishi. Take a few deep breaths and feel your whole being coming into a fuller alignment. Expanded but grounded, connected to yourself and others, receiving the acknowledgement of being and acknowledging all these other parts of your being by paying attention, by sending love. Feel the connection to everything that you are. Feel yourself more in alignment than you were before. And allow yourself to continue with this, to keep aligning yourself. Bari shara guda jire vlare kare kabraru. Dere vale kuru share re bare le re ku. Aru yi. Blessed are we all. Blessed be, blessed be. Blessed be. Amen, 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 amen.